Yeah.
Pound here.
I'm back. This is WFMU East Orange, and that's the sound of the Storms with Thunder. We heard Ronnie DeValley with a little hound dog guitar, the Corvairs and Volcano, the Jades with Serpent Crow, and the Roulettes and Venus Rock. And we're here till 6 o'clock. We got all the usual junk for you, but we got an extra special surprise coming up in exactly about 3 minutes. A genuine legend of rockabilly rock and roll music, Mr. Ronnie Dawson, the Blonde Bomber from Dallas. How does one go about becoming a legend in rockabilly? Make a record like this next one.
Long after I'm gone.
Yeah, that's it. That's about one of the greatest records ever made, Rockin' Bones by Ronnie Dawson. And we have him sitting with us right here, Mr. Ronnie Dawson.
Hey, Hound. Should I call you Hound?
Man? Yeah, you can call me a Hound.
Okay.
Whatever.
Or Jim.
We don't. We don't give out my real name here. They just get. The hate mail comes in too much for other things I do with my time.
All right.
But so you have an album. This is the first album ever released by you, right?
Yes.
As far as
it
I know.
It
and
sure
it's a collection of songs cut. From what years do these start?
Oh, I think from about 1956, let's say 1956 to 1962 or 3, something like that, in that time period.
Right, and it has Rockin' Bones and action-packed various classics, and you're back playing. You're playing tonight at Maxwell's in Hoboken.
Right.
And you're headed for a tour of England?
Right. Well, it's not a tour, really. It's just I'm going over and play one date in Birmingham.
In Birmingham, England?
Excuse me. Yes, that big festival they have, I think, 3 or 4 times a year at the Powerhouse or something in Birmingham.
Right. So have you been playing all along through the years?
Yeah, mostly.
And just
know, in and around the business. I've never really gotten out of the business, but I do commercials for a living, but I still come back and
right.
Do my
we heard. A friend of ours was telling it from Missouri. Was telling us they saw you when it was at Root. What kind of commercial was that? A root beer? A Lloyd?
Oh, that was a bread commercial. Rainbow bread and Colonial bread, I think it was.
Right, that was shown throughout the
years.
And you live in Texas?
Yeah, I live in Dallas.
That's where you're from?
Right.
So tell us about how you started out. How old were you when Rockin' Bones was recorded?
Well, when that record was, I was about 17, I guess.
Was that your first or your second record?
That was the second one.
The first one was Action Pack?
The first one was Action Pack. And that was on an all black label out of Houston, Backbeat Records,
owned by Don Roby.
Right, yeah.
The Black Caesar.
Yeah. I remember going in and talking to him, and he has a big diamond ring on, and he's telling me that, he says, there's a certain amount of material that you should do, because he says, you're not black, and there's some of this stuff you can't do, you just can't do it. I never understood that, I just like to sing. And
there was an article I read that said that Major Bill Smith had recorded you and brought you to Backbeat. Is that true?
No, that's not true. I tell you what, you know, I used to do a lot of records for, I played drums on a lot of Bill Smith's productions, and I think that's probably where that story got started.
Like, what kind of records were you playing drums on?
Well, I played on Hey Baby, Bruce Chanel's record of Hey Baby. Remember Hey Paula?
Yeah.
Paul and Paula. I played on that one.
Well, but you play guitar on your own records.
Yes, I did on my own records.
So where did the song Rock and Bones come from? That's truly an amazingly inspired piece of work.
Well, you know, I don't know any particulars about it, except that another artist had done it one time before I did it, but I don't think it ever came out. He recorded it for a record company to release, and it just never got out of the can. Mm-hmm. So I recorded it. You know, that along with there's a thing called Green Eyed Cat. I wish I had a copy of that for you here, because that was a good one too. But
wow,
Jack Rhodes, you know, the guy that wrote this Rockin' Bones, wrote B.I. Bicky Bye Bo Bo Go by Gene Vincent, I think.
Right.
And Satisfied Mind. And Silver Threads and Golden Needles. So he was kind of a character on his own, you know. Jack Rhodes was the songwriter on this.
And from there, there's these other recordings. Where do these all take place in Texas, pretty much? You're recording these songs, Do 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 and Tied Down.
Yeah, now those songs there, I don't know if you know the story behind those, but those were recorded under another name. Those were recorded under the name of Commonwealth Jones.
Where did that name come from?
Well, you know, if you know the ones I'm talking about, Do 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 and Jump and Run, and those particular songs were... We used to do those recording sessions for Major Bill that I was telling you about a while ago. And after the sessions, well, you know, we'd do something to kind of, after playing 6 hours of waltz country music or something like that, you know, we'd want to do something to get our inhibitions out. So we'd write these songs down and do them at the end of the session. And those are the songs that we did, that those particular ones. And then a guy from Columbia came along and wanted them and wanted to put them out. So next thing I know, they were under the name of Commonwealth Jones.
And that was just a name they picked out of a hat?
Yeah, I had a name called, I had a name, Snake Monroe, that I was using as an alias for that.
That's a great name.
Yeah, I wish they'd have used it.
And you were playing a lot of shows around the area in Texas at the time?
Yeah, quite a few.
So who were some of the people you were playing with that were working that area?
Well, a good buddy of mine, Scotty McKay, was, I don't know if you heard any of his things, Mouse and the Traps, we were talking about a while ago. They came along a little later. Trini Lopez, you know, which...
How'd you find Trini Lopez?
I don't know, man. I wish we'd have left him there. No, he's all right. But, you know, that... I forget. We did sell... Johnny Carroll's another one you may know of.
Famous Texas rockabilly singer.
Yeah, Groovy Joe Poovy. Yeah. Oh, man, you know, there's a lot of them.
So what was your stage act like back then? You were 16 and making records...
Well, it...
And I don't know if we can describe to people. People are going to have to come down to Maxwell's to see. Your hairdo is pretty similar to your hairdo on this album cover, and it's a beaut. It's truly a great-looking thing. It's sort of a severe flat top with fenders.
That's right. It has fenders. Yeah, I'll tell you what. There's a lady in my home. I lived in Waxahachie, Texas, when that was done. Little town, right? Mm-hmm. So I was kind of a local celebrity and all. And this lady had a beauty shop. She used to... platinum my hair every month, you know, and she kept it like that. And I'd go get it cut, you know, and get the fenders left on the side, or mud flaps, we used to call them, on the side, you know. And then I'd go over there, and she'd give me a platinum job.
And the label here says the Blonde Bomber of Dallas on the Rock and Bones.
Yeah.
That was your...
That wasn't my... there's a guy named Johnny Hicks that had a TV show that I did there, and he gave me that name.
The Blonde Bomber?
The Blonde Bomber.
You appeared on TV there?
Yeah, it was a weekly 30-minute TV show for about a year.
Wow. Do you have any tapes of that? That'd be a great,
think
thing,
they ever
great
did.
Thing to see.
Yeah, I did one with Jim Reeves one time that I understand that's still around, because, you know, all of his stuff got real big after he died, you know.
Wow.
And he came through town and was doing some sort of a, you know, as it turned out, it's almost like a music video. And there was a girl singer there from Dallas, a local girl singer, and she did a part on it, and I came on and did a song called Hazel that was on the backside of a thing called Kick in the Head. I did
Swan.
Yeah,
that was kind of different than your usual style, that record.
Sort it was
more produced sounding record.
they came to Dallas and wanted to sign us. They heard me and my band on the Sportatorium, Big D Jamboree. We appeared there every Saturday night. And Frank Slay and Bob Crew, producers, came down, and or one of them did, or their representative, I never did know which, and said that, well, if we can get that sound, and then we were doing the Rockin' Bones, that's the kind of stuff we were doing, with the guitar and all, you know. So if we can get that sound, we think we can sell some records. Well, in 6 weeks or whatever, but from the time it took to get the material together and me to come to New York to record it, it all got changed around, you know, and I had a 12-piece brass band.
That was their idea. They brought in the...
Yeah.
Making
you
play Excuse Me Music.
Yeah, that's Excuse Me Music, we called it.
Excuse Me Music?
Excuse me Music.
Great. So what does it feel like that 30 years after these things are recorded, you know, people are contacting you about playing in England and New York?
Well,
somebody comes along and puts out a record. I mean, had you forgotten about these things pretty much?
Well, I tell you, I think that just as soon as I walk out that door, somebody's going to say, this is the biggest joke that you've ever been played in your life. And that's the way I believe it.
Well, there is the record. It's sitting here, and there's these
yeah,
amazing photos of you. There's a the picture you hear on stage. You got a Strat here.
Uh-huh.
And it looks like the guys you're playing with are quite a bit older than you.
Not much.
No?
Not much. I just always kind of look young for my age, you know. Maybe they may be a year or two older than me.
Who's the fellow sitting at the piano on this photo here?
That's Bobby Rydell. You didn't tell me that's who that was.
That's Bobby Rydell sitting there at the piano.
Yeah, that picture was in a magazine, in it, and, you know, it just says Bobby likes to meet with his fans every now and then with people his own age that he likes to have fun with.
Wouldn't have never pegged you for a Bobby Rydell fan.
Oh, no, Bobby's a fine dude, really is.
So what is it like now? Do you play gigs down there?
Yeah, this past year or so, I haven't done that much. But, yeah, I still work with a group called Levy Singers, some. Ooh, there's a cut off of that on that album that's from that band. And work with them every once in a while, you know.
Do you get requests for Action Packed or Rock
no.
and Bones?
No, I never. Those songs weren't nobody remembers those down there.
No.
At all.
Well, we're going to play this one here, which is Doo Doo Doo. This came out as Commonwealth Jones. And then mm-hmm. we'll be back with the Blonde Bomber, Ronnie Dawson.
This is a hit! Do
Yeah, hound here at WFMU East Orange, and that's Ronnie Dawson with Doo Doo Doo. And Ronnie Dawson is sitting right here with us. So we heard some interesting stories. You were managed by a fellow who also managed Gene Vincent and Escarita in Texas back then, and he also managed some wrestlers.
Who told you that?
Todd. We got Todd here, entertainment czar of Northern Jersey.
Yeah, well, that's true. Pepper Gomez, Duke Amuka, and Gene Vincent and Sonny James and I all have something in common.
That's quite a stable. Did you play at wrestling shows at all?
Well,
exhibitions?
We did. You know, I just told you about doing the weekly TV show that we had there. And at one point, 30 minutes before we went on, they had a wrestling show in the same studio, you know, and they'd set up a ring and get in there and throw each other around. They'd invite some of the crazy people down there to yell and holler, you know.
Wow.
10 or 20 of them to come in the studio and do that. So
did you meet Killer Kowalski?
Yeah, well, I never met him, but I sure remember him. You know, he's one of the first big dudes that came along, big wrestlers. You know?
Yeah, I just remember as a kid him being the most vicious of all wrestlers.
Oh,
he was
yeah.
the scourge of the wrestling world at the time.
Yeah, and everybody just creamed, you know, man, when they saw this guy. You know, everybody in the ring, they had to face him.
The evil wrestler.
Yeah. But that's when, it was, and he was a good guy, you know, he really was. He had a lot of people working for him, you know, and sometimes we had a little trouble communicating with everybody, but basically Dale Hawkins was with him. He was Dale Hawkins' manager, too.
Oh, so you guys all pretty much were working out of the same area?
Yeah, and Scotty McKay was being booked by him, and so they were the ones that got our, you know, our record deals for us, you know. They're the ones that set all that up, so... So he did, you know.
They basically would farm you out and take the money.
I guess so. Yeah.
Pretty.
Because I never seen much of it.
So what was it? Basically, you're playing these shows. Like, what were the clubs like then? You know, just with live music and stuff. You were playing, like, just going and play these joints at night and play rock and roll.
Yeah. Well, I didn't play that many clubs until later on. You know, a lot of this. When this stuff was done, well, we were doing a lot of record hops and you know, things like that.
Mm-hmm.
And it wasn't until later on when, I met Ray Sharp. And he's the first guy I knew that playing in a club.
Todd was telling me Ray Sharp did Linda Lou and Monkey's Uncle.
Yeah, that's a great guy.
Had a plan for the two of you. What was that about?
Well, this was in 1970, about 1970, when, I was telling Todd, I says, well, you know, he's the first guy I ever heard sing country music. The first black guy I ever heard. Charlie Pride was a lot of people, you know, thought he was the first one. But Ray was a great country singer, and he wanted to do that. That's what he really wanted to do. So he came to me one time, and we became pretty close friends, and he said, Dawson, I think me and you ought to get an act. He said, I think you ought to, you sing the blues and stuff like that, and says, I want to do the country music, and we'll call it. The original outrageous Oreo cookie. And he, you know, I turned around and looked at him, and he was just serious, you know, as he could be. And I'm sorry we didn't do it. We really should have done it.
I think we can get you a gig in New York. I think it's a fine idea. And Ray
Sharp, we'll come.
And Ray Sharp is a great guitar player, too.
He really is.
He can really play. He's still out there making records and... playing around.
I don't know what he's doing now, but I haven't heard from him in about 5 years.
I heard a couple of records, recent records, like Live at the Bluebird Lounge, which is a pretty great record.
Yeah.
Some things, yeah.
Well, he's amazing entertainer. He's always a favorite around that area in the clubs, you know. People go see him, dance to him.
What other black artists were around playing about that time?
Johnny Guitar Watson was around. And there was a guy named Curly Mays. I don't know if... nobody seems to have heard of this guy, but he's one of the best I've ever heard or seen. On stage. He used to drag a Stratocaster around the stage with one hand and play more than any of us.
Wow.
With one hand and dragging it on the stage. And he'd, at the end of it, he'd take his, on the climax of the whole deal, you know, he'd get up and sing. He sang the Chicken and a couple other things like that. And he'd swing the guitar around like that, you know, and then right at the end, he'd put it down, take his shoes off, and play steel guitar rag. And people just go crazy, man.
With his feet? That's impressive.
Yeah, it really is.
Not the sort of thing you see too often these
days. But I nobody's heard of this guy, man.
Yeah, I don't know of any records by him.
No, I don't think
Todd, that's... Todd's our record expert here.
If he had made it, Todd would have known it.
Todd draws a blank. lost in history. That's a shame. So well, what other cities were you playing? Did you actually go out and tour at the time on like a caravan type deals?
Yeah, well, yeah, to some degree, but most of them were, like I said, like promotion. You know, come to a town and then the local record distributor for your label or whatever would have different things lined up where you'd get on a bus and maybe go do a record hop for Gene K or somebody. You remember? Mm-hmm. I don't know if you remember Gene K.
No.
In Allentown, Pennsylvania, but people like that, and you know, that broke a lot of records. I mean, they, you know, they broke a lot of records for these guys. So,
yeah. So
they'd go do stuff for them.
So you'd be playing these like things. Like, what other acts would be like if you were coming up here? Like, would there be bigger acts on the bill?
Yeah,
kind
you
of
know,
thing.
It'd be, yeah, it'd be the, like in Detroit. First place I went to was Detroit, and the Cadillacs, Peekaboo fame, and
yeah, New York group.
Yeah, and most of what I did was black. I played for black audiences because my label was, you know, was a black label, and so I went in there. I just, you know, a kid from Texas, man, and went, never been out of Texas before, and came up to Detroit, hit Detroit wide open.
Wow. And where did you play there?
Well, it was, you know, it wasn't, like I said, it wasn't any clubs or anything like that. It was just record hops and
yeah.
things like that that they'd get together and would play. And that's where I met most of these people when I came up east.
So after, so what did you do during the 60s, basically, after you stopped cutting these kind of records?
I was with a group called the Levy Singers.
Mm-hmm.
It was a four-piece entertainment type of group. We had a club there in Dallas.
Mm-hmm.
And we performed at the club, and it became quite successful. And we built a recording studio and got into that business, started on the side, too, and got into writing commercials and Dallas is a pretty big center for that, so it was a good way to make money and you
mm-hmm.
know, stay there and stay in the music business, too.
And who was, like, the first person who contacted you about these old records? Like, when did that first start coming up?
It was last December, I think it was. Last Christmas. A guy named Barney Kumis from England.
Right. Yeah, we know Barney. He's been here.
He called me and just said, you know, that he knew of a lot of my things that I'd done in the past, and I'd already had an idea of this because somebody had told me that there was a book out that listed all these songs of old Texas rock and roll artists, a rockabilly artist, and which ones were collector's items. And
right, prices like behind the label.
So I kind of, you know, I kind of knew that something was going on, but, you know, he just asked me that if I had any more tapes or if I had any other material, if I was interested in, you know, and releasing them, any of those. And I said, well, sure, you know, whatever.
So was that kind of a shock?
Yeah, it was, you know, and I still didn't believe it. It's just like one of those things, you just don't believe it, because then after 30 years, and finally the stuff's getting heard, you know.
Did you keep copies of your own records?
Yeah, to a certain degree. That's all I had to give him, really, is some old scratchy acetates. You know, we really didn't have any master tapes on a lot of this.
Mm-hmm.
Three or four cuts on the album are my first band in high school, you know, and they're just recorded in a garage.
Which ones were those?
I think it's Straight Skirts and Reeling and a Rockin', yeah.
And, Straight Skirts, that's the cover of a Gene Summers song. Where did you come across that one? That's not a well-known song.
No, Gene Summers was a friend of mine, and that song wouldn't happen to be out at the time, and we were at the recording session and didn't have that much. We were looking for songs to do, and I said, well, let's do old Gene song, you know. So we did Straight Skirts. Searching for My Baby, that's the song that I wrote, and that was on that same session. And Reeling and a Rockin', and I think that's all that's on here. There were two or three. Rumble. We did a cover on Rumble, too.
Right. Barney brought the tape of Rumble when he was down, but he didn't put it on the record. That's a shame. That was a really great version of Rumble.
Yeah,
hear it live tonight.
You can hear it live at Maxwell's.
That's right, everybody.
Tonight.
Ronnie will be at Maxwell's in Hoboken. That's on Washington Street tonight. And we got a pair of tickets we're going to give away. We got to think of how to disperse with the tickets. Maybe we'll think of a trivia question or something. But let's hear this one we got queued up, which is Ronnie's first record. Can you do the intro for this? Give me the downbeat, maestro.
Love to.
Hit it.
Give me the downbeat, maestro. I want to lay it on the line.
Give me the downbeat, maestro. I want to lay it on the line. Because everything I do, I want to do it in double time. When I take a ride in my car, I let it roll. Hear me? I said let it roll. I like to feel that wind in my face. Nice and cold. If you kick the pivot, you just I'm not gonna buy a Cadillac. Not anymore. I'm gonna buy me one of them rocket ships. Something that'll take me there and back. Hear me? I said take me there and back. It ain't gonna be no fun being rich if it ain't action packed. Hear me? Action packed. Well, a kicker's gonna move me. Well, you must be gay and sweet. Well, you want paper loving? A lot of rhythm in her feet. Hear me? I've got rhythm in her feet. No squares in my tag along. Just you be here this cat.
Yeah, action pack. Action pack. It's Ronnie Dawson. And we got, Ronnie's going to be tonight at Maxwell's, and what we're going to do is we're going to give away two tickets. We got a trivia question all thunk up for you. Here's the question. Cut the echo for a second. The question is, another Texas artist recorded Rockin' Bones, and if anybody knows the name of that artist, they win two tickets to Maxwell's to see Ronnie Dawson. He's got an all-star band tonight featuring our own Il Bruce.
Yeah.
Where is he? He's here. He's roaming around somewhere, manning the church key. And Vince Bernicevic, ex-raunch hand on drums, and the bass player Mark, whose last name we don't remember, and Ronnie Dawson on lead guitar and vocal. And okay, the phone number 201-266-7900. If you know the other name of the person who cut Rockin' Bones, the Cramps are not eligible. That's not an eligible answer. Have you heard that version, the Cramps version of Rockin' Bones?
Yes. Yes, I have.
What do you think of that?
Well, that's interesting.
Yeah.
I say it's interesting.
not exactly rockin', but that's all right. It'll do.
Well, it doesn't have a bass on it. You know, I can't understand why it doesn't have a bass on it. At least a blow bass or a tub bass or something.
Yeah.
Arm bass. You know, there's arm bass, too.
A free bass, maybe.
Maybe.
But it's 201-266-7900. If you know the other artist who cut Rockin' Bones, you win two tickets to see Ronnie Dawson. In the meantime, we got one more queued up. This is recorded in the garage. This is Round and Round.
This is Straight Skirts? Is
no, this is, we got Round and Round queued up.
Oh,
Real and Rockin'.
Oh, okay.
This is from the garage.
This is it.
And if you know the answer to the question, if you don't, we're going to have to think up an easier question. 201-266-7900.
I'll tell you something, I used to do that song live.
Woman that will twice my size. Feeling in a rocket. I was feeling in a rocket. Gonna find a big old dog.
We have a wiener. Yes, we have a wiener in the contest, and congratulations, Larry. You win, and the correct answer was Elroy Dietzel and the Rhythm Bandits, who also cut Rockin' Bones. Did you know Elroy Dietzel?
No, I didn't.
Did you ever hear that version? Or
I can't recall right now of hearing it.
Actually, I have it with me. We'll play it at some point, maybe
okay.
Later on.
Yeah.
And So this is tonight at Maxwell's and Hoboken. The A-Bones are also on the bill. Everybody out there knows the A-Bones, Kings of Brooklyn. And that's Il Bruce is playing a double set. You giving him double pay, Todd?
I got to go now.
And congratulations to Larry and everybody else. We're going to go back into the show and do our usual garbage. We got one more song from Ronnie Dust. We're going to bring Ronnie back later on in the show. Coming up, we have the State of the Vibe report. We're going to replay. We got a lot of requests to replay the thing from last week. Michael Jackson, Silly Fudge Packer or Satan's Slave. And we'll play that at about 5 o'clock. So one more from Ronnie Dawson. This is Straight Skirts. And Ronnie will be back later in the show.
Talk to people. You can't get to this man. He hides himself up there in a room in his house and keeps somebody on the gate, and he never sees anybody. I go to clubs. I go where I want to. I do what I want to. I still have my number one records, and I still enjoy talking to people, meeting people, being around people anywhere, you know. People are people. That's all you are. So I think he's lost contact with the world, and until he comes down off his cloud nine and gets his feet on solid ground, gets to know people like he used to, I think he'll be a very unhappy man. You've got to have contact with people, a personal contact with people. People can see me on stage. I don't care what I'm doing or what I'm saying, as long as I can eyeball them people and they can eyeball me. They know there is a personal contact there. And when I leave the auditorium or something, I walk out, well, I'm going to shake hands with people. I'm going to talk with people, sign autographs. I have time, you know, if I don't have a plane to catch or something. But you got to have a personal contact with people.
Say you could fall in love with Elvis. And you love to hear Jackie Wilson sing. Wait a minute, hold it, pretty baby. I just want to tell you one little thing. Oh, well, your love for Elvis Presley would last very, very long. Cause you'd get sick and tired of seeing him wriggling past the door. It's true, Jackie Wilson can't talk that talk. Forget he went in there. It wouldn't happen to me.
baby, listen to my song. Don't get mad, cause I don't mean you no wrong. I wanna play with you, poodle. Please let me play with you, poodle. I wanna play with you, poodle. Well, I mean your little poodle dog. Now your little poodle got long black shaggy hair. Your face looks just like a grizzly bear. I wanna play with you, poodle. Play with your poodle. I wanna play with your poodle. I mean your little poodle dog.
One. And you can tell everybody that the hound told you so.
Damn straight. This is Ham. This is WFMU East Orange. With a serious echo overdose. And Roy Hall, One Monkey Don't Stop No Show. Johnny Bucket with Let Me Play With Your Poodle. Bobby Lee Trammell with I Love Them All. You heard a couple from The Killer. It Wouldn't Happen With Me. And I'm On Fire. And a little chit-chat in the middle of that with The Killer. And we're promoting this Ronnie Dawson show tonight at Maxwell's in Hoboken with the A-Bones and the all-star band there featuring our own Il Bruce, who's... You there, Il Bruce?
Yeah, I'm with you.
He's with us.
All
by the way,
the
just announced, the Ronnie Dawson story will be in the next issue of Kicks magazine.
If you can wait a year or two, yeah.
Oh, well.
3 months.
How long do I have to get my Andre Williams interview in is what I need to know.
Uh-huh.
Anyway, we got some stuff we're supposed to announce here. Den of Inequity. Our old pal Deb Parker is promoting this thing here. It's at Chamberlain, 505 East 6th Street, right across the street from Dennis's house, folks. You can just go right across the street and ring apartment. What apartment does Dennis live in? The 18th, that's next Friday, Go-Go Girl Dance-Off Special 3D Slideshow by M. Henry Jones.
Yeah, yeah.
It's here
Henry Slides rule, man.
Henry Genius
Great
of
musical
Photography.
Company, too.
And this postcard has a beautiful girl in an amazing outfit. So I would suggest you all go there. Huh?
Maybe we can get Deb out on the floor there. I don't know.
Probably. And what else am I supposed to announce here? This is at Tramps next September 19th. I don't know what day that is at Tramps. The Creeping Pumpkins, the Freaks, and the Soul Assassins. Soul Assassins are the staff of High Times magazine.
Oh, really?
Yeah. My editors. I have.
What does Holmston play?
Oh, he's not him, but most of the other staff members.
Mm-hmm.
Steve Hager and
Flick
Ford is the lead singer.
Wow.
Yeah, it's they're
the little
amazing.
Mystery in himself.
Yeah, they're unbelievable. And that's it for announcements. Oh, yeah, when we get back, I won't be here next week unless I put the thing on tape, which I may do if I got time. Otherwise, we're going to bring in something like, maybe we'll bring in Nick Hill to play folk music or something. And, 2 weeks from today on the Howard Show, Lazy Lester, blues legend, brought to you also by Todd Abramson, entertainment czar of northeastern Jersey. Hey, Todd, will you come in here for a second and explain to us the Jewish mafia connection in the entertainment business today? Come on.
Your memory's of Don King.
Yeah, all I know is... he's got Il Bruce working like a slave here.
I have no idea
here.
What you're talking about, Jim.
Bruce
really
is working
don't.
Like a slave for you.
Mr. Abramson has no comment at this time.
No comment. Anyhow, we are also coming up today in the show, we have our special Michael Jackson expose, Michael Jackson Satan Slave, or just the Silly Fudge Packer. You decide, folks. That's coming up in a little while. We got a State of Vibe report at 4:30, and we have Dale Ashman here from Hustler Magazine.
Yeah.
Say hi. Get closer to the microphone and say hi to the folks.
Hello to the folks. If you want to imagine what that looks like when he says hello, get out that copy of National Lampoon or American Splendor.
Yeah. Sorry, Dale makes an appearance in the last issue of American Splendor as a character.
By Harvey Pekar.
By Harvey.
Drew Friedman.
Drew Friedman drew it. Harvey Pekar wrote it.
Appropriately called Dale. Mm-hmm. I think it's called something about a New York City, a nice town or something.
Yeah, and what inspired Harvey Pekar to immortalize you in a comic book?
Well, it's a true story. And it's a pretty obscure story. People who have read it, I always have to ask, do you understand what the story is about? But
yeah, it's about you're basically bitching about...
Well, I just bought some used books for Harvey, and he paid me off in a check, and I lost the check, and it was returned to me by...
So you blame the racists.
Yeah, I kind of got a little belligerent towards a community of heroin addicts that inhabit Alphabet City, and then... One of them, I think, returned the check. It's you gotta buy American Splendor, and you still can't figure it out.
It's on the very last page
of
American
Splendor.
And
the latest Lampoon.
Our boy Dale.
Also running it. But it was an honor. My folks thought it was an honor.
So what is Larry Flint like to work for?
God, I haven't met the Flint man yet.
Oh, you haven't met him?
No, and I don't know if I ever will. I just kind of...
He doesn't show up at the Hustler office?
Well, I don't show up at the Hustler office. I've been there once or twice. But
you just mail it in?
Well, I just ran over there to drop off an article to a guy once, and that's it. Yeah.
So you can't tell us about the Hustler.
Hey, are you guys going to be giving away free tickets to the Pope later today?
Free tickets to the Pope?
Is he playing at
the Pope is here.
Is it Pope, the Pope playing at Maxwell's next weekend?
The Pope is here. The the Polish Pope.
He's sitting in with us. He's going to be playing like the balalaika or whatever.
No, we'll be having a live mass.
Yeah.
Bill Bruce and Ronnie Dawson are going to accompany the Pope, and we're going to give a rock mass.
Anno Domini.
Later on today.
Good.
So what's Russ Meyer really like, dude?
Well, Russ Meyer, I'm not...
Dale knows all the stars.
...anymore with Russ, unfortunately.
What went wrong?
Well, I interviewed Russ in his home a year ago, and it was published in Screw Magazine. And Russ does not like hardcore pornography. All his films are softcore. And I don't know why he agreed to be interviewed by Screw, but I guess he wasn't that familiar with the magazine. And when I submitted the interview, they laid it out with a few photos from Meyerflix, which are softcore, and a few of their standard hardcore photos from their
library.
Yeah. And so when I sent Russ a copy of the interview, he was thoroughly irritated and sent me back the interview. He talks like this. He's always kind of on. And he goes, it was a serious mistake to be involved. The use of the hardcore photos was despicable. I dislike you very much.
You better watch it. He might have you beaten to death with some bazooms.
Taking that silver after all.
Yeah.
Anyway, I think I had a rough week. I think what we need right now is a blues hangover.
Yeah.
With this fellow will be here in 2 weeks if Todd delivers. If not, who knows? Lazy Lester.
I hear you knocking, I hear you calling, I hear you every time you say my name. But it's no use, baby, your call is all in vain. No use of crying, you did the lying. I bagged my suitcase, I bought my ticket. It won't be long and I'll be on my way. I'm leaving, yes, I'm leaving, and I'm going away to stay. I hear you knocking, I hear you calling, I hear you every time you say my name. But it's no use, baby, your calling's all in vain.
man, here's a letter that you missed at mail call this morning. I picked it up for you.
Thanks, my man. It must be from my boy, telling me about my wife. I told him to look out for her. She's a good girl. Would you read this for me? I can't read, you know.
Sure. Dear buddy, how are things over there in Korea? I sure envy you over there in the thick of things. I was over to see your wife last night, and while I was there, your brother-in-law, Smelly, dropped in. He was wearing a pretty brown suit, the one that you bought just before you left. Your wife gave it to him because she said most likely it would be out of style by the time you got back. Three or four other couples dropped in, and I guess we killed about four or five cases of beer. We offered to chip in to pay for them, but your wife wouldn't let us because she said that you send her $25 and $30 extra to do with as she wishes. We thought your wife'd be a little shaken up after the accident she'd had last week with your brand new Cadillac. But you'd never know she'd had a head-on collision and it smashed your car to bits. The other driver, he's still in the hospital and he's threatening to sue. But we all admire your wife's courage by her willingness to mortgage the home to pay the bill. But to get back to the party, you should have seen your wife during her interpretation of Rose Hathaway. She was still going on strong when we said goodnight to her and Claude. Oh, I guess you know Claude. Claude's rooming at your house. He says that your wife can cook bacon and eggs better than anybody else in the world. Well, buddy, I guess I might as well bid you goodnight now. I can see across the street from my window to yours. And your wife and Claude are having a nightcap. He's got on a pretty smoking jacket, the one that you used to love to wear so often. Well, buddy, good night. But do me one big favor. Give all of those communists head con. Hey, man, what you doing with that gun? Put that gun down. Hop
down. This ain't a little mama boogie, but it's same as. I'm gonna get it for you, gonna dig it, yeah.
Murder. the mango free. I was rubbing my root, my time to come to root. Yeah, you know there ain't nothing she can do. Oh, long will I rub my Johnny Cameroon.
Muddy Waters, concluding our blues hangover, talking about wanting somebody to rub his root. We heard Lightnin' Hopkins in the Big Mama Jump. Howlin' Wolf with CB Blues. That's the very first wine cooler ad that we know of. Earl Hooker and Frog Hop. Dr. Russ and the Cat Squirrel. Lazy Lester, who'll be here in 2 weeks with I Hear You Knockin'. And I got something else to announce here. Evan Johns and the H-Bombs will be in town. They'll be backing up Lazy Lester at Maxwell's. That's on the 20-something, I said, two Saturdays from now. September 23rd, they'll be at the Court Tavern in New Brunswick. That's a Wednesday night. Got that out of the way. Anyway, I think it's almost about time for a State of the Vibe report. That should be coming in any second. Later on today, we have more of Mr. Ronnie Dawson, who'll be at Maxwell's tonight. Mr. Rockin' Bones, the Blonde Bomber of Dallas. And we also have the Michael Jackson report coming up. Michael Jackson, Satanist, or just silly? Where's our State of the Vibe report? Waiting for the phone to light up. What we can do in the meantime, we can simulate the jungle. I think it's here. Vibe report?
Hello? Hello? I am?
Yeah. Yes. Roscoe. Oinkage.
Some oinkage going down. Oh, yeah.
Well, do we have a State of the Vibe report?
Well, I was looking for Mikey, and he was by here on his bike, and then he said something about the Wildcats and went flying out the door, grabbed his helmet. I don't know what... I don't know what was up with him, but I...
What's up with that?
I don't know what's up with that. Something about a BMW.
Mike is involved with a female motorcycle gang.
I know. We may never get him out.
The Wildcats, we salute thee with the sign of the beast.
The beast.
So...
Yeah, Merv.
What's today's vibe?
Well, today's vibe, I was, you know, like just thinking, you know, how the stoop action is so heavy now that it's... back to school time. There's like the freshman class is out there and they're changing clothes like four times a day. they can't decide, you know, they're not sure what was going on. I saw one the other day, this little co-ed walking down the street, her bicycle was missing one tire, you know.
Did you help her get it home?
No, I was standing with some Puerto Ricans and they like looked at her and shook their head and said, ah, these foreigners. But, you know, the freshman class, I think they're pretty entertaining, you know. I mean, you can get them off the bar stool pretty easy. They get out of the way.
How do you get them off the bar stool, Roscoe?
You growl like that guy on Hill Street Blues. And, but then the other interesting phenomena of the week has been the passing on of a couple of bartenders. I mean, bartender burnout.
We lost two bartenders this week, and I think we should salute Jim from the Horseshoe Bar at 7th and A, and Spot from Alcatraz.
Seventh and B.
The horse
from
Seventh and B.
From Dublin.
And the Sun God from Dublin, our boy Spot, who is also no longer tending bar. So any bartenders want to make friends with us, call up. We'll be your pal for a good, and we tip well. We don't.
And we'll even drink stupid things like a Velvet Elvis.
We'll drink anything.
The price is right.
Yeah, so, I mean, since they're burned out, I think that we should have another drink and you should play another record, Hound.
Thank you, Roscoe. You want to oink a little more? The State of the Vibe Report, ladies and gentlemen, with our boy Roscoe. You seem to get a kick out of that, Il Bruce.
I can't help myself. Yeah, it's good to be home.
You just can't help yourself.
Yeah.
Well, what do we have next? Mr. Piano Red.
Really seems funny to me that in this modern age, some people still persist in shaving with old-fashioned straight razors. Ooh, that do smart. Well, hey, little stinkers, if you're starting to shave, try the Mad Daddy method, because I'm sure you'll rave about the peachy shave you get when you prune your peach fuzz with an adjustable Gillette. Because whether your shrubbery is thick or thin, you get the blade exposure and angle set that's tailored for your skin. Yeah, shaving comforts yours in spades with cool Gillette leather and Gillette blue blades. Now, you listen close, because this ain't no jive. By Gillette Adjustable, it's $1.95. But when it comes to razors, this is the greatest. So you take it from your daddy, it's the latest. Try Gillette Adjustable, I'm sure you'll rave about the cool, clean, comfortable Mad Daddy Shave.
What have I done wrong? I tried to be a friend, a friend indeed, but someone came along and took away from me. Keep all my baby gone. I need my baby home. I want to ask my baby what the world have I done wrong.
Jump and George Public Service Time, bringing you the secret of how Ray Charles sings so good. If you caught the beginning of our show, you heard Ray belt out, I got a woman.
I got a woman.
Right. The secret lies in the way Ray sings, oh yeah. He repeats it 7 different ways. So, you master these, and you too can sing them like Mr. Charles. Listen. Oh, yeah, 7 times.
Oh, yeah.
2.
Oh, yeah.
This one is going to change the course of history.
Oh, yeah.
See what I mean? 4.
From 5 o'clock in the early evening till 6 o'clock in the early morning, like a sweet with all of my
Thank you.
Jumping out of our socks here. That's Memphis Slim and Matt Guitar Murphy, the dad of our engineer, Kevin Murphy, rocking the house. Here, Champion Jack Dupree with Shim Sham Shimmy. The Midnighters and Love, 24 hours a day. Jimmy McCracklin and She's Gone, opened up with Piano Red. Jump, man, jump. This is WFMU, East Orange. This is the Hound here. And little jungle background music here. What do you got there, Den?
Oh, I got the post all over me now.
How is Polish Lightning doing this morning?
Well, just checking up on my mom's cousin.
The Pope?
Yeah, JP.
Speaking of the Pope, the Pope's people were in touch with us this week about our Michael Jackson expose. You hear that sound in the background? Satan worshiping heathens.
Well, Bob Jones of Bob Jones University in Greenville, South Carolina, has called the Pope the Antichrist.
It's true. Well, the Pope's people seem to think Michael Jackson is one of them. They contacted us about our Michael Jackson expose last week. So we were besieged with calls about people claiming that if you played the first cut on the new Michael Jackson disc backwards, there is a satanic message. And we played that thing last week backwards. And got a lot of response, mostly from people who were in the bathroom and didn't hear it, and they want to hear it again. So, folks, we're going to play this. This is the cut called Bad. We're going to play it backwards. You decide for yourself, Michael Jackson, just another silly sperm belcher or Satan's slave. And this is...
Hi, this is the Satan who worships me. Buy 5-4 copies of this record. Kill your parents, smoke crack, have unsafe sex. Vote for investment banking, vote Republican. Worship me, the Satan. And remember, this bug's for you.
This message brought to you by Devil Cow, Anheuser-Busch Brewing and Epic Records.
There you go, folks. Mikey Jackson sells his soul to Satan. Satan sells his soul to Anheuser-Busch Brewing. Goes for the corporate sponsorship. And you heard it here in the Pope. If you're out, I know you're out there listening, and that's the evidence right there. You do what you like. Den? You got a funny look on your face. That's all I can say. Let's have a big round of applause for our road manager, Polish Lightning.
Den.
Anyway,
thank
folks.
Dennis, just for being here.
Yeah, thanks. Do we have a Den's Corner today?
I don't know. Again, uninspired, but maybe.
But you were looking
Todd
at the.
Todd was kind of counting on one because he hasn't seen one live. So
you were looking at the U2 article in the Post.
Oh yeah, where the guy compares Sing U2 to Witness Sing. Wait, I'll quote him. It's worth quoting. Seeing the Irish quartet U2 leaves you awestruck, like witnessing the soul-stirring wonders of the Grand Canyon.
Much how I feel when I look at Madonna. Or is that the Holland Tunnel? Never mind. Anyway. Back to the Ooga Boogers.
The Murphala.
Well, folks, it's obvious we have nothing left to do here except play another record. And I sure dig this one. Andre Williams with Movin'.
For a day, she said, I'm sorry, just a moment too late. I said, you treat me like a this and that. You ain't gonna ride in my pony yet, cause I'm moving. Hey, child. Turn the key, pull the gear, mash the pedal to the floor, and you're moving. Hey, 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 hey. Oh, I'm a telling you, Jack, I've got a pony, I don't got a little bag. Yeah. Uh-huh. Brand new style, enough to drive the average rich man wild. But listen, Jack, this is a natural fact. That Barney Bill is the last pony act, boy, it's smooth. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Oh, 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 oh. I'm a telling you, Jack, I got a pony act, don't gotta look back. Go now.
About the bees and birds. Come on, honey, tell me quick. This long waiting is making me sick. Baby, baby, do you love me at all? That's $64,000 question. I can't boil a pot of tea. From soup to nuts, you're it for me. Can't cook a cake or bake a potato. But honey, you're right to make. Baby, baby, do you love me at all? That's a $64,000 question. I know plenty of guys named Sam. What they can do, I can do better than. As them that can, them that can't. What do you want, a minor man?
baby, baby, do you love me at all? That's a $64,000 question. Trouble or nothing, baby, let me know. Another girl just ran to go. She'll sell for a big Cadillac. She don't know how to act. Baby, baby, do you love me at all? That's $64,000 question.
Now, what you gonna do about a half past day? What you gonna do about a half past day? It would knock me out. That's a good kind of day. You know, you're so pretty.
You're so pretty.
Look at that.
Look at that. Look at that.
Yeah, you're so pretty.
You're so pretty.
Lordy, look at that.
Look at that. Look at that.
Just strut down the street.
Just strut down the street.
Long black and wavy hair.
Black wavy hair.
Now, what you gonna say? If I hold your hand, what you gonna say? If I hold your hand, will you look me in my eyes and say I'm your lover man? Hey, 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 you're gonna reel,
gonna
roll, gonna dance,
drink,
have a ball. What you gonna do?
What you gonna do?
About 9 o'clock.
About 9 o'clock.
Have you heard the news?
Have you
heard? Yeah. What about?
Yes, we go.
Oh, we go far.
Yes, we go far.
Yes, we go far.
Yes, we go far.
Oh, we go far.
Yes, we go far.
Yes, we go far.
Yes, we go far.
Bermuda shorts. Bermuda, Bermuda, 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 Bermuda shorts. Hey, baby, hey, take them shorts. Boom, boom, boom. Shorts I wear were kinda wild. And then someone yelled, what can it be? And all the chicks started whistling at me. I said, baby, hey, big damn shot. As could be. I told them to get some just like me. They all went down to the near store and they all have mirrors when they came out the door. I said, baby, hey, here's them shots. Boom, boom, boom.
Improving those old records with a little echo. That was the Five Royales and Say It. We heard the Delroys and Bermuda Shorts. Screaming Joe Neal with She's My Baby, the Drifters and What You Gonna Do. Bobby Tuggle asking the $64,000 question. We open up with Andre Williams and Movin'. This is the Hound. This is WFMU. We brought Mr. T with us to tell me who's going to be on the show. He's our talent coordinator. Takes a kickback from all the artists. Come on, can you get some biggies out here?
September 19th, Nicholas Hill, perhaps. September 26th, Lazy Lester.
Excellent. October 10th.
October 10th, something very special that we can't reveal at this particular juncture in time. Stay tuned to the Hound Show for the details. And I can't think ahead any further than that.
Can we get the Pope on or James Ramsour?
We're working on Tracy Lords.
Tracy Lords would be good. It's hard to follow up the likes of we've had Hazel Atkins and Ronnie Dawson, and after that everything else seems... And Sammy Price, who was totally amazing. But we got the whole room here kind of looks like a shooting gallery. Looks like a bunch of guys on a heroin nod out there. But Ronnie Dawson is here, and he'll be back about 5:30. We're going to do some more of that, and he's playing tonight at Maxwell's in Hoboken with the A-Bones. And that's, what time is that at, 11, 12?
Yeah, 11:30.
11:30 at Maxwell's in Hoboken. That's going to be the rock and roll show of the week. And I've left myself a choice. We can do a Hillbilly Hangover or go into Soul Caboose. What do you guys want to hear?
Hillbilly Hangover, I think.
All right, Mr. Skeets McDonald.
I looked at the clock and it's almost 9. That means it's just about prime time, for I'm going steady with the blues. We quarreled and parted, you walked away. Oh, how I wished I could have made you stay, for I'm going steady with the blues. Well, the blues come around and see me every night. I grab my pillow and I squeeze it tight. But there ain't no pillow, baby, quite like you. Baby, please say you'll take me back again, 'cause your love's a cure for the shape I'm in. The blues. Well, the blues come around and see me every night. I grab my pillow and I squeeze it tight. But there ain't no pillow, baby, quite like you. Cause your love's a cure for the shape I'm in, honey. I'm going steady with the blues.
Howdy, howdy. All right. This here is Lester Road Hog Moran and his Cadillac Cowboys. It's big doings here tonight at the Johnny Mac Brown High School. We coming at you live here at the Joni Mac Brown High School. This year tonight is being recorded by Mercury Music Record Company down in Nashville, Tennessee, the Music City, U.S. of A. This year's our regular Saturday night dance, which is held here each and every Saturday night at the Joni Mac Brown High School. I want you all to be on your best behavior, because these nice Mercury Music people are here tonight. So be on your best behavior. All right. Be on your best behavior. We got a lot of microphones and wires running around here, but that don't bother old Road Hog. I want y'all to go ahead and dance and have a good time like you always do.
Morning's come, and Lord, my mind is aching. Yes, it is. Sunshine standing quietly at my door. Just like the dawn, my heart is silently breaking. With my
you. The pity that's in their eyes. They can never understand. It's her sorrow, it's not a man. And no matter what they say, we know she tried. Baby, it's packed her soft things. And she's left me, she's left me, she's left me. And I know she didn't mean to make me cry. It's not her heart, Lord, it's her mind. She didn't mean to be unkind. Why she even woke me up to say goodbye. It's not her heart, it's her mind. She didn't mean to be unkind. Why she even woke me up to say goodbye. Goodbye, baby.
I don't know. hit a great God Almighty like an atom bomb when he comes, when he comes.
In 1945, the atom bomb became alive. In 1949, the USA got very wide. They found a country across the line had an atom bomb of the very same kind. The people got worried all over the land, just like folks got in Japan.
So I say,
everybody's worried,
yeah,
about the atomic bomb. But nobody's worried,
no,
not the day my Lord will come, when he'll hit
great God Almighty like an atom bomb,
when he comes,
good Lord,
when he comes. Everybody's worried about the atomic bomb, but nobody's worried about the day my Lord will come, when he'll hit
great God Almighty like an atom bomb,
when he comes, when he comes.
But God told Elijah he would send down fire from on high. He told the brother Noah by the rainbow sign, there'll be no water but fire in the sky. Now don't get worried, just bear in mind, seek King Jesus and you shall find peace, happiness, and joy divine with my Jesus in your mind.
So I say,
everybody's worried,
yeah,
about the atomic bomb. But nobody's worried,
no,
about the day my Lord will come, when he'll hit
great God Almighty
like an atom bomb. When he comes,
great God,
when he comes.
Brothers Knowles, for the next 15 minutes, you're going to be listening to your favorite tunes and a few special announcements about Regal Pale Beer. Yes, sir, folks, Regal Pale Beer, that's the beer that you want to buy when you want beer. It's summertime now, as you all know, and now pretty soon it'll be wintertime, winter, summer, spring, or fall. It's Regal Pale Beer for you all. And, folks, we better get started with the program now. We got some tunes picked out here that we hope you're going to like.
My brain is cloudy, my soul is upside down. Yeah, my brain is cloudy, my soul is upside down.
I think I know what you mean.
When I get that low-down feeling, I know the blues must be someplace around.
Oh, let's go from here.
Well, you got to treat me right, day by day.
Uh-huh.
Get out your little prayer book, get up on your knees and pray, cause you're gonna need, you're gonna need my help someday. Yeah, you're going to be sorry, ooh, you treat me this way.
Get that boy, brother Junior. Let's get it low there, Junior.
That sun look good going down.
Certainly does. I'm going to agree with you.
Well, good evening. Don't that sun look good
going down.
Like the lights you're looking at, boy.
Don't your home look lonesome when your lover ain't around?
That makes sense, yes.
Now I've tried everything, baby, to get along with you. And now I'm gonna tell you what I'm gonna do.
Uh-huh.
I'm gonna stop crying, gonna leave you alone. If you don't think I'm leaving, you can count the days I'm gone. So you're gonna need, my help someday. Yeah, you're going to be sorry. Ooh, you treat me this way.
Just a small town mama, and when you take her out, she'll drink your beer and whiskey, and then begin to shout.
Small town mama, there's nothing that she won't do. She's got the big city eyes, she sure can satisfy you. Back at Papa too, but that small town mama really outshines the two. Small town mama, there's nothing that she won't do. She's got those big city eyes, she's sure to satisfy you.
On deep Reno Street, that's where my small town mama really turned on her heat.
Small town mama, there's nothing that she won't do. She's got those big city eyes, she's sure to satisfy you.
Thank you.
street that loses you. If you can wait in through the teardrops, you'll find me at the home of the blues. Yeah, you're gonna find me at the home of the blues.
Yeah. And here, a little Home of the Blues, Johnny Cash. That was requested by the Denster, who seems to be on a double funky bummer.
Triple funky bummer, Ham.
Triple funky bummer, oh my
Possibly
God.
Possibly every aspect of everything has collapsed before my eyes.
Your entire life?
My teeth are falling out. It's bad.
I noticed that the LSD made your teeth fall out the other night. That's not a good sign at all, Dan. What seems to be the problem?
I don't know. I guess it's the Pope's visit or something.
The Pope, right. We hear Bob Wills and Brain Cloudy Blues. Lowell Blanchard with Jesus Hits Like an Atom Bomb. That goes out to the Pope, our boy, the Pope. The Lubin Brothers with That Great Atomic Power. Jerry Lee Lewis with She Even Woke Me Up to Say Goodbye. Open up with Skeets McDonald and Going Steady with the Blues. This is WFMU, East Orange is the Hound, and we'll be here for another half an hour, bringing back Ronnie Dawson at the end of the next set. The Blonde Bomber from Dallas, he'll be at Maxwell's tonight. The rock and roll event of the season, without a doubt. And our boy Il Bruce be playing on a few numbers there, Bruce.
Yeah, I'll be joining Ronnie. Ronnie's being backed up by the very able hands of Vince Bernicevic on drums and one Mark Natale of Boston, Massachusetts on bass. I'll be joining the Ronster in his entertainment combo for a couple of tunes towards the end, I guess.
Excellent. And then the A-Bones are playing.
Yeah. We'll be starting off the brand new show, Guaranteed to Excite there.
Good work, guys. Do we have any other announcements to make? Are we supposed to say anything? We have to thank our auxiliary road manager, Michael Masiosi, who's passed out on the couch.
And tour photographer.
Yep. And tour photographer.
There you go. Satin jacket's in the mail there, Mike.
The satin jacket is in the mail. Anyway, let's get back to some more rock and roll. We only got a little time left with the Four Jets.
Baby, hey, baby, that ain't all. Hey, Wigwam Willie.
Did you say Wigwam Willie?
Yeah, I said a Wigwam Willie. He's a baby, he can. Well, when he starts to rock it, I wanna jump like that. He goes boom, in the boom, in the woo, 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 woo. Well, the lady girl Willie likes to stop when he walks his dog, go, go. When the pretty bed runs by his side, whatever.
This is a hit!
Yeah. Out here at the Sound of the Blonde Bomber, Ronnie Dawson. That was Jump and Run. And we have Ronnie with us right now. He'll be in Maxwell's in Hoboken tonight. And so you tell the folks what to expect tonight.
Well, some stuff just like that. You know, a lot like that. And Rockin' Bones we're going to do. We've got a wild version of Rumble we liable to do.
So is your voice anywhere near that register nowadays?
Well, of course not.
It's
pretty
high.
I'd have to turn on an extra switch, man, if I got up that high again.
So Todd, tell me, your dad was a Western swing musician?
Yes. Well, some of those records you just got through playing really reminded me of his type of band, you know, Bob Wills and Mill Cow Blues, stuff
and
like that.
What instrument did he play?
He was a bass player.
A bull fiddle?
Yeah.
Wow. So that's the first stuff you basically heard was Western swing and country music?
Yeah, and spiritual, you know.
And church music?
Yeah, church music, Pentecostal music, and black music, too. Black
and in, okay, in Texas in the 50s, when did you first start hearing, like, R&B and rock and roll? And do you remember, like, your first recollections of rock and roll?
Yeah, the first ones were, the first group that I can remember hearing was the Clovers, you know. One named Julep and Crawling and Good Loving. I got into that real heavy. Bill Haley, I kind of dug. There's something about him I like, but it was a little too slick for me, you know. But then I heard Gatemouth Brown, who was playing in Texas, not very far from where I live. He was the first real rock and roll guitar player that I heard, you know.
I think he's actually playing in New York this week, but I don't know exactly where or when.
Is that right?
He plays in New York quite a bit.
Yeah, he's still very
great guitar player, great fiddle player.
Oh, yeah. Really is. Fantastic entertainer. But he's the first guy I heard, and then I started, and of course Chuck Berry's records came out, and you know, that gave everybody a lot of material to do, you know. Mm. So I think it was 57 before I signed my first contract.
And you were playing drums before that behind other people, and then you started playing guitar.
Well, not before that. That was after that. That I
after that you started playing
drums?
Yeah,
you know.
How'd you pick up the drums?
Just needed a living, you know. Somebody asked me, asked me if I wanted to play a gig, and they said, you know, and I said, well, what do you want me to play? And they said, drums, and I said, okay, I'll come play it.
So
I got started that way.
After Maxwell's and tonight, you go over to England to play the big Rockabilly Festival in Birmingham. Who are some of the other acts on that bill? Joe Clay?
Yeah, on the show.
He was supposed to be here today, but Todd, what happened to Joe Clay?
Busted his foot, and then I think he got a bit scared. He didn't want to get blown off the stage by Ronnie, so he figured he'd just hightail it all over to England without anybody seeing his face in New York.
Couldn't take the competition.
Yeah.
Well, that should be a fun event. Do you get a lot of mail and stuff from England, from collectors and Teddy Boys and stuff?
Not too much yet.
No,
you know, the album just came out.
Just Barney?
Yeah, just Barney. He sends me a whole lot of mail.
That's great. So we have another one queued up. This is called I Make Love. I Make the Love.
Make the Love. You gonna play that?
Yeah, that's the flip side of Action Pack.
That's an interesting song. It's kind of a country reggae. Kind of country reggae.
Is there a story behind this one?
Not really. It's just one of those that, you know, we had to put the song on the backside, and this song was just. It was just kind of a country song, just kind of laid there, you know. We put this little snappy beat to it and a little guitar lick, so you'll hear it.
Well, we're going to play this one, and then we'll be back with more of Ronnie Dawson.
Wow. I make the love.
Man.
smart man do the thinking. And me, wow, I make the love.
Yeah, we're back here with Ronnie Dawson. And when you get to England, are you going to do any recording or anything over there? Or do you have plans to record in the...
None this time. Maybe later, but...
Record moguls out there. Ronnie Dawson is available. Maybe Ahmed Erdogan's listening.
Look at that telephone light up.
Look at that
telephone. It's like a Christmas tree.
201-266-7900 with the advance starts at six figures, so let's be serious in the bidding war.
You negotiate for me.
Right. We have this ad on the back of the record here, reprinted. Whoa, the door just... This place is definitely haunted.
Come in.
Ronnie Dawson night at Ward's Big Town.
Yeah.
It's a K-Box pick hit of the week. And what is this all about? It's a picture of your... It's your face with a record label around it.
Yeah, it was a record promotion thing by a radio station. They had an artist a month to come in and do a... To come in and do a promotion spot, you know, and do a night and play two or three sets. And they put your record on display and gave you all this publicity. You know.
And this is in Dallas?
Yeah, that's in Dallas.
And I guess it's about the time of Rock and Bones. Also, yeah. I wanted to ask you, all your records came out under all these different names, Ronnie Dawson, Ronnie D,
yeah.
The Levy Singers, the Commonwealth Jones. Was there a reason for that? Were you like avoiding the law or something?
No, I really don't. I can't tell you. You know, yeah, in a way I was. I got to confess. No. Ronnie D was just, I don't know why we used that. I don't remember why we used that. Because I always wanted to use my own name. And everybody says, well, Ronnie Dawson, that doesn't sound right. That just doesn't sound right. Maybe Ronnie D, you know. And so we used it the first time. Then, I probably would have used it the whole time, but there was another guy that came out with the name Ronnie D too. So we decided, or they decided, we would change back.
To so, Ronnie Dawson, that was on Rock and Bones. And then on the Swan record.
Yeah, it was Ronnie Dawson.
It's too. Ronnie Dawson.
Yeah.
And then there's the Commonwealth Jones name.
Uh-huh. Yeah, that's the one on Columbia when we did those cuts. Just really weren't very serious about them when we did them. You know, we wrote the songs, of course. And
did you know any of the other Columbia acts at the time, like the Collins Kids or Ronnie Self or any
no,
of those
I
people
didn't.
Passed through?
Yeah, Ronnie Self. I remember him and I remember the Collins Kids. I didn't know them that well. On Columbia, it was a real weird situation. You know, I just wasn't on the label very long, and I didn't do very much promotion for them under that name, Commonwealth
Jones.
That's when
Mitch Miller was the president of Columbia.
I probably was, yeah.
And he hated rock and roll.
Yeah. But then later on, I signed as a country artist under my own name on Columbia Records.
Columbia.
Yeah.
And what records were those?
That's a thing called "If Baby's Still on My Mind," and I did a country version of "She Cried," you know, Jay and Americans hit. That was pretty good. But then that's all. They came down and recorded a live album, but we never did. They never put it out.
And we also had one caller ask if you still have the Strat that's on this the Stratocaster that's on this record.
I'm looking for it.
You're looking for it?
I'm looking for it.
That would be quite a night. That's like a 56. Strat?
Yeah, 56. 55 or 56. One or the other.
You can find a Japanese guy and sell it for 10 grand nowadays.
Yeah.
Seriously.
I know it.
And the person asked if he doesn't still have the Strat, what kind of guitar are you playing? A lot of guitar nuts out there.
It's a 49 Broadcaster.
A 49 Broadcaster.
Yeah.
That's definitely worth coming down just to see a 49 Broadcaster, folks.
At least the...
Worth the cover charge.
Well, the body, the playing body is 49. The neck may be, it may be a 57 Telecaster or something like that. But
what they call a no-caster. It's one of the traditional
units. Yeah, it's a no-caster.
No-caster.
Yeah, it's got no sticker.
Yeah.
Who called about that? Was that Chris Kasha called?
I didn't get the caller's name, no. But a lot of guitar fanatics call.
Yeah.
About things like that. Anyway, we just have a few minutes left. We have, what did we queue up this time? Oh, this is I'm on Your Wagon.
Oh, okay.
Is there a story behind this one?
Not particular, I don't think. We just did it.
This is one of the unreleased sides that just came out, right?
Yeah. This is one we had. It was in the can. Never came out on the Commonwealth Jones sessions. This is the one.
Okay, we only got a few minutes left. I'd like to thank Ronnie Dawson, the Blonde Bomber, for coming down.
Yeah. Thank you.
And everybody, tonight at Maxwell's, you'll see a great rock and roll show. I'd like to thank everybody else who came down, all 52 of you. And I'm riding shotgun in the bus on the way back. And this is Ronnie Dawson. Yeah. Well, this is the Hound. Another day, another 10 cents. Next week looks iffy. Not sure if I'm going to be here or not. Maybe I'll put the thing on tape or something. I'm going to be basking in the sun in Florida. 2 weeks, we'll be back with Lazy Lester. I'd like to thank everybody. Everybody, be down there. Ronnie Dawson at Maxwell's in Hoboken tonight. Any parting words from the Blonde Bomber?
Just give me the downbeat.
Just give me the downbeat, Maestro. One more time. We got to hear this one again. Rockin' Bones, Ronnie Dawson. Laurie S. is up next.
I want to leave and have a memory when I go. I want to leave something to let the whole world know. The rock and roll daddy has done passed on, but the bones keep rocking long after I'm gone. Well, I'm gonna grab a needle in my hand. I'm gonna rock my way right out of this room. Rock on, yeah, rock on, yeah, rock on. Yeah, get a lot of rhythm in these rocking bones.
bopping machine.
Get a lot of rhythm in your rocking bones.